This is Fresh Air. 60 years ago this month, one of the great musical and theatrical works of the century, Threepenny Opera by Kurt Weill and Bertolt Brecht, had its first production. There's a new CD reissue of this work, as well as two others featuring Weill's widow, Lotta Lenya. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
CBS has performed a valuable service in reissuing on CD its classic recordings of two Kurt Weill masterpieces, Threepenny Opera and The Rise and Fall of the City of Mahagoni, recordings that are both historically important and theatrically riveting. Both were originally supervised by Weill's widow, Lotta Lenya, and on them she also recreates her original Broadway roles. Lenya was an actress, not a trained singer, but her tremulous, gravelly, ironic voice is the perfect embodiment of the romanticism gone sour that is at the heart of this music.
Oh, show us the way to the next whiskey bar.
Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why.
For we must find the next whiskey bar. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar.
I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die.
I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Lenya also made two LPs that CBS has converted to CD with more dismaying results. One was an album of Weill's Berlin theater songs, mostly collaborations with Bertolt Brecht. Songs like Mack the Knife, the Alabama song, the Bilbao song, and Surabaya Johnny. Songs that became pop hits for such singers as Bobby Darin, Louis Armstrong, The Doors, and Bette Midler. But who else could give them Lenya's unique edge? Lenya also recorded an album of theater songs Weill wrote after he emigrated to America in 1935. His Broadway shows, Lady in the Dark, One Touch of Venus, Knickerbocker Holiday, which September Song comes from, have remarkable numbers in them. Weill worked with distinguished lyricists, Ira Gershwin, playwright Maxwell Anderson, and comic poet Ogden Nash. Some of Nash's best verses are in his lyrics for Weill.
Speak low, darling, speak low. Love is a spark lost in the dark. Too soon, I fear, wherever I go, that tomorrow is near, tomorrow is here, and always too soon.
But few of these numbers match Weill's breakthrough works of the late 20s. Lenya's world weariness actually helps reduce some of the saccharine content. It's the Berlin album, though, that's especially high on my list of Desert Island records. My original copy wore out long ago. So now both these albums are available in a format that doesn't wear out, and that considerably improves the original engineering. But in order to fit both LPs onto one CD, four of the best German songs were left out, numbers like the eerily graphic Ballad of the Drowned Girl, a song about German revolutionary Rosa Luxemburg from Brecht's rarely performed Berlin Requiem, and the hilariously harrowing Sailor's Tango from Happy End, in which a doomsday storm drowns the cigar-smoking, whiskey-guzzling sailors in a lovely sea of blue, so blue.
Ja, das Meer Gang. Und wenn die Chance aus ist, dann fängt's von vorne an. Blau, so blau. Ja, das Meer ist blau, so blau. Ja, das Meer ist blau, so blau. Das Meer ist blau.
But there's a more insidious omission. With no acknowledgement, the central sections of Surabayajani and the Bilbao song have been edited out. Fully a third of each song is missing. The only trace of them is in the accompanying booklet that prints all the words. Besides being immoral, these abridgments butcher Weill's innovative structures. They leave out some of Lenya's most spine-tingling moments, or else make others seem melodramatic because they haven't been properly prepared for. The original LPs are hard to find, but at least they're officially still available, and they remain more indispensable than ever.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix.
Surabaya Johnny, warum bist du so roh? Surabaya Johnny, mein Gott, und ich liebe dich so. Surabaya Johnny, warum bin ich nicht froh? Du hast kein Herz, Johnny.
This is Fresh Air.